This recording, Australia 30, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental. So this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive ether, 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. So, I come from Adelaide. It's a really great place to grow up. It's a small-ish town, or it's a city, but it feels like a small country town compared to places like Sydney and Melbourne. People my age generally, I'm about 26, people my age still have their same friends that they grew up from in high school. We go to the same pubs. There's not a lot of places to go out in Adelaide, but once you do know people in Adelaide, you tend to find that every time you go into the city, you see the same people. I'm also from an Italian background, and my family are quite large, and so when I do go out back to Adelaide, we have big family dinners and we go out into town and I see all my friends, and it's really like, it really feel like a really small community atmosphere. Some of the best things about Adelaide is the beaches and the wine country, and that's pretty much what people my age do. They just drink and swim, because there's not a lot to do in Adelaide in terms of tourist attractions. People climb Mount Lofty. That's probably the most interesting thing to do in Adelaide. But besides that, there's heaps of wineries to go to, and there's heaps of amazing places to eat. Central markets are great, but really it's a place that if you're a backpacker, you probably only stay about a week. It's more of something that you would pass through on your way to Melbourne from Perth. Probably wouldn't stay there for too long, but growing up as a kid, it was beautiful. For a main city, it had a real country town kind of vibe to it.